In order to have unity, it's not enough to shake hands with a Protestant, to be at home with a Jew, to walk with a Muslim, and to really embrace the communist. No. It's not enough. We have to love them. And love is a strange thing, my friends. Love is a very strange thing. Love comes from faith on this earth, as I said to the priest. Faith is the father of love. Faith is the father of hope also. And it is in faith, and faith alone, that we can plunge ourselves like in a warm sea to swim the strange currents that will come our way. If we want to be one, we must really love. We must love the one whom we, well, did not exactly unlove, but were indifferent to. Nothing is indifferent to God. Nothing. If you're really in love with God, but really, totally, completely, and you see God in everybody at all times, you will become united, because we all will, because God will be an icon in all of us. My dear friends, if we take up each other's burdens, you know what's going to happen. If we can only do it because of prayer, and if because of love, prayer ceases to be prayer we know and we become a prayer. Now let me take it in an ordinary context. Some of you are married. Some of you know what it is to rest in the arms of a husband and a wife after the marriage act is consummated. Do you talk? No. I've been married twice. No. You don't talk. You lie in the arms of the beloved and you contemplate the lover, the beloved. Well, isn't that simple? That's what happens when prayer ceases to be a talk with God, even a meditation. When you become a prayer, when you contemplate God because He always contemplates you. So you see how simple it is? With that sort of a prayer, you certainly will be a prayer. And being a prayer, you will be one. Because at this height, at this point, all are one. Now the next thing that follows is to organize this oneness. But frankly, the dogmatic part, this, that, and the other thing, they're, God forgive me, secondary. Secondary to the prayer, the falling in love with God, the following the pattern, the being the seed, the being the child, the being the adult who works on little things, the being the one who is not afraid to pray, to preach the gospel, not afraid to die for what he preaches, not afraid to be crucified because his resurrection will be the beginning of unity. The freedom and the joy that will come from unity. Because I know that you understand the price that we have to pay for unity. Let us begin. Thank you.